Another really important issue, and one of the most common questions that we hear in breast cancer practice is, what do I do with a patient who's been on an AI for 5 years? Do I continue or not? And there are a lot of those people coming up nowadays because this all started at the end of 2001. So there's this huge wave of people hitting 5 years. And of course, the NSABP is addressing that head on with the B42 trial. Can you talk about that study?
Yeah, the B42 trial is a trial that will randomize women who have finished 5 years of hormonal therapy consisting either of 5 years of an AI or up to 3 years of tamoxifen followed by conversion to an AI. When they hit that five-year mark, then they're randomized to letrozole, in this case, this is the aromatase inhibitor that we're using for this trial, versus placebo for 5 years. So it recapitulates B33MA17. The design is the same. It's just a different patient population. These are patients who have had substantial treatment with aromatase inhibitors.
What do we know about the optimal duration of aromatase inhibitors, either clinically or from laboratory models, and where did the 5 years come from? Is it just taken from tamoxifen sort of arbitrarily?
Yes. The 5 years of tamoxifen was the standard, so ATAC, big, they set up the study randomized against the tamoxifen standard. And, you know, the standard of 5 years tamoxifen came largely from the re-randomization on B14, which clearly indicated that women in that study, women who had finished 5 years of tamoxifen were randomized to placebo or to continue tamoxifen. And relatively early on, after a few years of the trial, it was halted because the women who were continuing tamoxifen seemed to be having higher recurrence rates than the women who weren't. And there was some preclinical basis for that. I mean, when you have a drug like tamoxifen, a SERM, selective ER modulator, if the ER and the co-inhibitors, co-activator things change, clearly we know that tamoxifen has a differential effect in bone than it does in breast cancer. So it's not a surprise that if a cancer cell survived in a tamoxifen environment for 5 years, it might start reading tamoxifen like it is an estrogen. And the data seemed to support that. There was some preclinical data suggesting that might be the case. Here was the clinical data, so it was shut off. Interestingly, randomized studies, large randomized studies, the ATLAS trial and the ATOM trial over in Europe have continued to accrue, and that's 5 versus 10. And their DMCs have never shut those studies down. So the tamoxifen question is a closed one, but those trials are out there. And they apparently haven't seen the same adverse effect we saw. So it will be interesting to see where that comes to. But clearly, I think one has to say, well, with the five, yeah, it was arbitrary. But the way we developed tamoxifen was arbitrary. We did it for a year. It worked a little bit. Two was better than one. Five was better than two. When we tried to go beyond five, it looked like we had reached the point. So I think the same process needs to unfold with the aromatase inhibitors.
What do you do in your own practice in patients who are not eligible to go into the B42 studies, a patient who's getting to their fifth year, completed their fifth year of an aromatase inhibitor, doing well, doesn't have the problem with arthralgias? Do you ever continue therapy beyond 5 years outside of a trial?
The placebo arm in 42 is, in a sense, standard of care, so patients should be stopped. There is one group where I think, honestly, in my mind, there is some question of the patients who have taken the tamoxifen for a couple of years, so they've not yet had 5 years of the AI. There are some folks who argue that, well, those patients ought to at least get the 5 years of the AI. We don't know. That's an opinion. I think you can certainly make a valid argument for that approach, but I think it's also justifiable to say, well, there's no data. Why do that?